This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Maybe you're one of the 150 million Americans on TikTok. Its CEO testifies today before a congressional committee as many lawmakers worry about data security. TikTok's owner, ByteDance, is headquartered in China. Reporters asked National Security Council spokesman John Kirby if there's anything the CEO can say that would convince the White House that TikTok shouldn't be banned.
I certainly am not going to get ahead of his testimony or how he wants to characterize his company. The president really, as you rightly noted, has been very consistent about our concerns in terms of big tech particularly some social media applications, and that includes TikTok.
A rare tornado in the Los Angeles suburb of Montebello injured one person and tore the roofs off some buildings. The National Weather Service's Ariel Cohen.
While here in Montebello it's quite rare, each year we do see typically weak tornadoes affecting the state of California.
Just hours after that shooting at a Denver high school yesterday, police found a body in the Colorado woods near a car that belonged to a 17-year-old student accused in the shooting. The coroner's office is now confirming the body was that of the student accused. Two administrators were wounded when the gunman opened fire at the school. Amy Clemens has a child at that school, and she says maybe they need more security.
These kids are going to be so impacted and every day be terrified, and if they don't have a stronger line of defense at the front door, I don't think we can send them back to school.
The superintendent says two armed officers will be posted at East High School in Denver through the end of the school year. Ford's electric vehicle business has lost $3 billion before taxes during the past 2 years and will lose about the same amount this year as it invests in the new technology. The figures released just this morning. This is AP News. Now to President Biden.
When President Joe Biden announces his expected re-election campaign, political allies say he'll be the first president to run a re-election campaign with a staff represented by a union. Biden likes to say he's the most pro-union president in U.S. history, and running a re-election campaign with a unionized staff would allow Biden to further demonstrate to his base just how deep his pro-labor convictions are. There have been presidential candidates with unionized campaign staffs. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Julian Castro had unionized campaign staffs in 2020, and Biden's campaign unionized after clinching the Democratic nomination that year. This time, Biden's campaign will unionize earlier in the process. Biden is expected to announce a re-election campaign as soon as next month. Donna Water, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.